Senate hearing on Russian interference.
We together are going to get to the bottom of this.
Dangerous times for pedestrians.
The main takeaway for everyone is pay attention.
North Carolina deal to change LGBT law.
We have reached an agreement with the governor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, with the Russia investigation stalled in the House, the Senate Intelligence Committee opens hearings in a couple of hours after indicating Russia hired more than 1,000 hackers to create and spread fake news targeting Hillary Clinton during the presidential campaign. We're live this morning with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
While suspicion and partisan rancor have rankled the investigation in the House, the leaders of the Senate intelligence probe say they are on the same page.
Mark and I might look at politics differently.
But Republican Chairman Richard Burr says he and Democrat Mark Warner see eye to eye on the importance of the investigation.
Not just in this country, but throughout the world, as to what Russia's up to.
Ahead of the panel's first public hearing, Warner says he has confidence in Burr.
We're going to get it right.
The pair leading the Senate probe say they've developed a list of 20 witnesses, including Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, and already poured through thousands of documents. Today, senators will hear from experts, including a former NSA director, about the steps that Russia regularly takes to influence elections beyond its borders. Steve?
Well, it's getting more dangerous for people on foot to share the road with drivers.
You're going to lose in the situation where a car meets human.
Kara Masick of the Governor's Highway Safety Association, the group finds pedestrian deaths hit nearly 6,000 last year, the most in more than two decades, and an 11% jump over 2015. CBS's Peter King in Orlando.
We usually get a fair amount of speeders in this neighborhood. You have to be really careful when you're walking around here. The nationwide death toll is the highest in more than two decades. More people are driving because the economy is better and gas is cheaper. Other reports show a higher number of crashes overall. As to specifically why more pedestrians are dying, the biggest factor may be something I see all the time here. Distracted drivers and walkers paying more attention to smartphones and other devices. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Federal investigators are looking into the crash on a highway west of San Antonio that killed 13 senior citizens on a church bus. Sergeant Orlando Moreno of the Texas Department of Public Safety says a pickup truck was the other vehicle involved.
For reasons unknown, the truck veered into the southbound lane and struck the bus head-on.
Brad McLean is the church pastor.
Our church families doing what church families do. They're coming together, they're crying together, they're praying together.
One bus survivor and a pickup truck driver are hospitalized today. Columbus, Ohio is ready to test drive a pilot project that will set variable speed limits along a busy stretch of Interstate 670. Jerry Ray is the state's transportation director.
We believe we can cut congestion by 30% and cut primary accidents by 30 to 40%.
CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
The digital speed limit signs will vary throughout the day, from as high as 65 miles per hour when traffic is running smoothly to 35 when the roads are clogged. The shoulder will serve as an extra lane to relieve traffic jams.
Missouri tried a similar variable speed project nearly a decade ago, but it was dropped. It has worked in some European cities. Now to North Carolina, where there appears to be an agreement to scrap the bathroom bill that became law and cost the state millions in lost business.
The deal between the Democratic governor and leaders of the Republican-controlled legislature to repeal the controversial LGBT law came late last night. State Senate President Phil Berger.
We have reached an agreement with the governor. We have agreed with the governor that we will take no questions tonight.
Lawmakers will vote on the proposal ahead of a noon deadline from the NCAA to make changes to the LGBT law or face losing collegiate championships through 2022. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
In the immigration battle, Seattle's going to court challenging the Trump administration's threat to cut federal funding to sanctuary cities that don't cooperate with government deportation efforts. Mayor Ed Murray.
We are not breaking any laws, and we are prioritizing safety. And let me be clear about the president's executive order. It is violating the law. It is unconstitutional.
Cities in California and Massachusetts have also taken legal action. The forecasters were right. Severe weather kicked up yet again in the south. CBS's David Begno is in Oakdale, Louisiana.
More than 9 inches of rain caused flash flooding in southern Louisiana, while high winds brought down trees and damaged buildings.
Look how big it is!
At least one tornado was reported near Hector, Arkansas. That's about 60 miles northwest of Little Rock.
Is he going to hit us?
In Fort Worth, Texas last night, two young boys were electrocuted by downed power lines in a wooded area.
President Trump has said bouncing back from last week's health care defeat would be easy, and he said he's open to working with Democrats. House Speaker Paul Ryan tells CBS This Morning's Nora O'Donnell he foresees a Republican path to replacing Obamacare.
Plan B is we keep talking to each other and figure out how we get to yes and how we get this bill passed.
So you're not changing the policy. You're just putting more pressure.
No, we're listening to people, and if we can make improvements to this bill, all the better.
A federal judge in Hawaii has extended his temporary ruling that blocked President Trump's revised travel ban. The state's Attorney General Douglas Chin says the order amounts to a Muslim ban.
People's freedom of religion has to be protected. It's the bedrock of our country. It's the reason why this country was founded.
The White House made it official late yesterday. President Trump's daughter Ivanka has taken an unpaid job as a White House advisor. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
Ivanka receives a security clearance and secure communications devices, much like her 36-year-old husband, Jared Kushner, who serves as a senior advisor.
They have exceedingly great amount of influence in the White House.
Anina McBride, chief of staff to Laura Bush, says separating the family's personal business from the government will be key to making this work.
Well, the Motion Picture Academy wants no sequel to this year's Oscars.
La La Land.
In light of the Best Picture debacle, the Academy has decided to keep its longtime accounting firm partners, but is making some changes. Among them, PwC accountants will not be able to use their cell phones backstage. A tweeted photo is blamed for distracting the accountant who handed out the wrong envelope for Best Picture. There's new rhetoric from the Korean Peninsula. CBS's Jim Shenevy.
North Korea is reportedly threatening all-out war with the U.S. after comments made about its leader by a U.S. senator. Arizona Republican John McCain was discussing Pyongyang's recent missile tests in an interview with MSNBC when he referred to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as a crazy fat kid. Apparently, Kim's feelings were badly hurt by the fat-shaming remarks, raising tensions between the two countries to an even higher level. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
A California judge will decide today whether to formally sign off on a $25 million settlement for former students at Trump University. The deal was struck 10 days after the election. It means people who sued, saying the place never delivered on its promises, would get around 80% of their money back. Mr. Trump has admitted no wrongdoing. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.